W233AH Monticello.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. So, on today's program, we're going to ask the question, what is rock and roll? Who defines it? We're going to be listening to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Yes. So, 2023, who could have ever imagined that in 2023 that rock and roll would have had the immortality that it seems to have had? Because when it started back in the 50s, it was considered kind of immoral, maybe even a little dangerous, and you know, really high energy. And then in the 60s, we came to embrace, yeah, that immorality, that rebelliousness, that energy of rock and roll. And people predicted, oh, it's going to fade. It's never going to last. And here we are, a certain number of years later. And there are so many different genres of music. But when you look at the main categories, rock and roll, spawned pop, it spawned alt pop, emo, it spawned punk, it's ska, reggae, everything came out of that tree, of the rock and roll tree. And when I think of two of the biggest influences, two of the biggest defining bands of rock and roll, because it really developed in the 60s, undoubtedly the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And what is so exciting for me, let me go on a little longer. We're going to hear some music soon, I promise. But the idea that when rock and roll came out and all that rebelliousness and all of that energy, not exactly anger, but something pent up that had to be exploded, I thought, you know, it's just youth. It's teenage. It's the 20s. You know, you're young and you've got to say this stuff. And it turns out that's true, but it turns out there's also that same energy that has persisted through all these years and still invigorates rock and roll and makes it the kind of genre that it is. And so the lesson for me is that it's all about that present moment, and there's something ageless, there's something out of time about rock and roll. So maybe you see where I'm going with this, you know. On October the 20th in 2023, the Rolling Stones released their 26th album. And for me, it was like ageless. It's timeless. There's this song we're about to listen to, and it's called The Whole Wide World. When I heard this song, it went through me like electricity. It hit me hard, and I was riveted in that very moment. I wonder if you'll have the same experience. All the songs on this album were written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, but they also have another man very important in the way that this music sounds. He's about 33 years old. Well, he is 33 years old. His name is Andrew Watt. That's his industry name. His real name is Andrew Wattman, and he co-produced this album, and he co-wrote a few of the songs. And on the track that we're about to hear, The Wide World, he's playing bass. And the thing that is just thrilling for me is this song. It sounds like Sticky Fingers. It sounds like Exile on Main Street. Not just the way they play, but Jagger's voice is timeless. It's the Rolling Stones. The album is called Hackney Diamonds, and the song is called The Whole Wide World. Against you, oh my God, you know, and you're standing in the rain when all your friends have let you down and treat you with disdain, and you think the party's over, but it's only just begun. Let's raise a glass, get up and dance, because life's just hit and hit and hit and run. Wow. Okay. Wow. You know, there's elements of it, to me it sounds like Nirvana. Da-da-da-da-da. There's something about that lead guitar riff that sounds like Kurt Cobain. There's something about the angst of the lyrics that sound like, you know, it's such an incredible, it's a Rolling Stone song, but it shows to me like an incredible breadth of how they established all the different things that rock and roll can be. That song, the energy of that song, and Jagger's voice, please. His voice is so vibrant. It never sounds pushed. It doesn't sound forced. It doesn't sound old. It sounds fresh and strong. And when I'm going back to the albums that they recorded when he was significantly younger, because he's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. That's part of the miracle. Exile on Main Street was released in 1972. And one of the things that the Stones did, besides turning blues into rock and roll, is they also did incredible things with kind of in a country genre. But I think country blues, where you got slide guitar. And back on that album, Exile on Main Street, there's this song called Sweet Virginia, slide guitar and country song. And then also on Sticky Fingers, there's this song called You Gotta Move, and it's got this slide guitar, bluesy sort of thing going on. Well, there's a song like that on this album. And I think when we go from The Whole Wide World to this song called Dreamy Skies, it just shows the incredible mastery that they have of all these different genres, and how, in my mind, They're like doing powerful music just as strong as they did when they first came together. And we owe a debt of gratitude to Andrew Watt, their producer, for bringing it together. But let's listen to this song. This is Keith Richards, and Mick Jagger wrote the song. It's called Dreamy Skies.
Well, I got to take a break from it all, 'cause the wind and the wilderness call, and I just need some peace from the storms. I got to take a break from it all, and I got to take a break for a while. Well, there ain't another human for 100 miles. I hate being enclosed by the walls, and I got to take a break from it all. I'll be dancing on diamonds, I'll be skating on glass, I'll be chopping up wood, an old AM radio is all that I've got. It just plays Hank Williams and some bad honky-tonk, 'cause I got to take a break from it all. And I got to break away from it all. For the city and the suburbs and sprawl, and the small town chatter and the know-it-alls, to a place where no one can call, and I won't hear the sirens or the maddening crowd, just the bark of a fox and the hoot of an owl. I ain't got no connections or a satellite phone. I'm avoiding the pictures and the people back home, and I just got to break free from it all. You see, it can't last forever. It's good for my soul, yes, it's saving my skin, 'cause I love the laughter, the women, the wine. I just got to break free from it
all right. Keith Richards, Mick Jagger. Got to break away from it all, Dreamy Skies, from Hackney Diamonds, released on October the 20th, 2023. Now, the synchronicity of that date is there is a younger man. His name is Andrew Watt. His birthday is October 20th. So they released this album on his birthday. He was playing bass on that last song that we just heard. He co-produced the album. He co-wrote some of the songs. He plays bass. He plays keys. He does harmony. His signature, his stamp is on this music. It took them 4 weeks to record the basic tracks for all 12 songs. Is it 12 songs? I think it's 12 songs. That is incredibly fast. Tom Petty used to spend a year or two recording basic tracks. And you can get stuck in the studio. You can get lost. You go down this wandering path. You never finish. So there was something very important about Andrew Watt's involvement in producing this album, where he brought it home. And Jagger and Richards and Ronnie Wood are amazing. Unfortunately, Charlie Watts is gone. And we all recognize the brilliance of his playing. But Steve Jordan is playing drums on a lot of these tracks. The next track we're going to hear is actually got Charlie Watts on it, Andrew Watts on bass, and then the rest of the guys. And the song is called Mess It Up. And when I'm listening to this album and I'm having all these reactions that I hope you're enjoying my reactions. I like sharing this with you because I want to stimulate people to listen to the music in a certain way. And the next track, to me, you know, when I talk about what is rock and roll and what's that sound of rock and roll, there's a type of sound that Mick Jagger did on his solo albums when he wasn't recording with the Stones, like Standing in the Doorway or God is Standing in the Doorway. A lot of his solo albums were much poppier. They sounded much more pop to me. The Rolling Stones always sounded like rock and roll. Well, there's this song we're about to hear. And this is my impression. I have nothing to back this up but my own impression. The song is called Mess It Up. Charlie Watts is playing drums. Andrew Watt is playing bass. And, you know, Keith and Ronnie and then Mick is singing. And this, to me, sounds like heavily influenced by Andrew Watt, because this sounds like pop to me. This sounds like the Rolling Stones have swallowed a pop song and it's gone through the Rolling Stones machine and it comes out like it's an incredible hybrid. I'm curious if it feels that way for you. So let's listen to another song from Hackney Diamonds. This song is called Mess It Up. Seduce my landlord. Yeah, Rolling Stones. That's from the new album, Hackney Diamonds. That song is called Mess It Up. Okay, we're going to hear another song. That's how the show goes, from song to song. So, you know, the Rolling Stones, there's one recording on this new album. And, you know, they were always in the studio trying to get new songs going on. And before Charlie Watts passed in 2019, there's a song called Live by the Sword, and Charlie Watts is playing the drums. And their original bass player, Bill Wyman, is playing the bass on this next song. And he said, I haven't played with the Rolling Stones in 30 years. So it doesn't get closer than this to the original Rolling Stones, which just recorded. I mean, it's brand new. They're such simple songs. It's hard to capture. It's like there's something in the nature of these guys playing together that no one else can quite replicate. It's truly astounding. I love this. Love this album. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I do. Stones, Live by the Sword. That's from Hackney Diamonds, released in October of 2020. And I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we are swimming deep in the waters of rock and roll. You know, if they have rock and roll in heaven, I hope it sounds like that. Oh my gosh, so blown away by the music coming out. It's really been quite a remarkable year for new music. And so the Rolling Stones, wow, what were they waiting for? Ringo Starr, when the Beatles broke up, they all launched off into their solo careers. And you know, All Things Must Pass and the early McCartney, the Ram album and John Lennon's Imagine. But I really was not very aware of what Ringo Starr was doing. And apparently he started doing solo recordings then too, but somehow I never really was very aware of them. And all of a sudden I started noticing that Ringo never stops playing. He's out there, he's on tour, the all-star band. He is living the life of a musician. He's committed himself to that life and has never stopped. And when the Rolling Stones released the Hackney Diamonds on October the 20th, they were scooped by 1 week because Ringo Starr released a new recording called Rewind Forward on October the 13th in 2023. So, and we talk about rock and roll, and when I think about one of the most important things that made the Beatles rock and roll was the way Ringo played the drums. Because, you know, Paul and John, they were coming out of skiffle, and it was Ringo that there was something about his ability. And this, the first track on this song is called Shadows on the Wall. It's a 4-song EP. And the very first track was actually written by members of the all-star band, Steve Lukather and Joseph Williams. But, you know, on the heels of what we just heard with the Rolling Stones, he's not trying to capture the sound of the Beatles. It's not about that. I want you to listen to Ringo's playing and hear the heart of that rhythm in the song is unbelievable. And then there's his voice. We just gotta love him. This is Ringo Starr, Shadows on the Wall. That's Ringo Starr, Shadows on the Wall, from his new EP. So, you know, let's contrast just a touch. You know, the Stones dealing with these difficult, aggressive, angry, emotional, explosive rock and roll. And then we've got Ringo, who to me captures so much of the essence of the Beatles' emotions, which was, you know, we come and go like shadows on the wall. Life is transient. And then it's just, oh, la, 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 you know, take it for what it is. There's some sort of a different kind of philosophy underpinning the sunniness, the happiness of the music. It's not that, you know, he's avoiding dealing with those other issues. It's just that they both encounter life in different ways. And yet the music establishes rock and roll. They're both in the same genre. So Paul McCartney, yeah, Paul is still vibrant, and Ringo and Paul work together on this EP. There's a song that Paul McCartney wrote, and he plays bass and sings backup on it. He plays the zither and the keyboards. The song is called Feeling the Sunlight, and it is such a Paul McCartney song. So from the new EP from Ringo Starr, Rewind Forward, this song is called Feeling the Sunlight, and this is Paul and Ringo.
It's me, I'm checking around, trying to make sure everybody's safe and sound. Feeling okay, doing all right, sharing the love and feeling the sunlight in the air. Sunlight everywhere. Sometimes it's good to admit that you just don't care. Come out of the rain, dry yourself off, and remember, don't complain, 'cause everything's good and everything's right. Sharing the love and feeling the sunlight in the air. Sunlight everywhere. Sometimes you got to admit that you just don't care. Just getting started. Sunlight spreading the love all over the world. Peace and love. Sunlight in the air. Sunlight. Everybody's having fun, feeling okay, doing all right, sharing the love and feeling the sunlight in the air. Sunlight everywhere. Sometimes it's good to admit that you just don't care. I'm feeling the sunlight.
Ringo and Paul, sometimes it's good to admit you just don't care. So there's a lot of things I care about, and music is one of them. And, you know, I've been broadcasting, you know, 13 years. Yeah, I'm Kathy Geary, and this show is called Now and Then. And it totally blew me away when I got the news that Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were collaborating again. And they released a song on November the 2nd, 2023. And that song is called Now and Then. And it really, it went, we talk about going through me like electricity. John Lennon, in the 70s, when he was living in Manhattan in the Dakota apartment off of Central Park, he did a lot of cassette recordings where he'd just put this cassette player on top of the piano and he'd play and he'd sing and he'd do his songs. And in the 90s, when the Beatles were working on the Beatles anthology, they took two of those cassettes that Yoko had given them, and George Harrison and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr all sat down and recorded their parts, and they released two songs that John Lennon had written. One was called Real Love, and the other one was called Free as a Bird. And, you know, and it was really incredibly satisfying to hear those songs. And then recently, they did a re-editing, and they retook all the footage that had been recorded for the documentary about the Beatles called Let It Be. Peter Jackson re-edited all that footage and released a documentary called Get Back, which is broadcast on Disney Plus. And in the process of doing that recording, they used a certain type of recording technique that relied on artificial intelligence. Now, the artificial intelligence in the Get Back documentary was not used to create sounds. It was used to remove different artifacts. If there was hiss, if there was two instruments recorded in one microphone, it could take one of them out. It was used to clarify and help mix and present the music. And then it occurred to Paul and Ringo, and it was suggested to them that they take another John Lennon song and use that AI tool to subtract the piano from John Lennon's voice. And so they did that, and John Lennon wrote the song called Now and Then, and I nearly wept when I heard that news because it just meant such synchronicity for me. It makes me feel like I'm a part of the web of that energy that the Beatles released into this world when they wrote all those songs years ago. So we're going to listen to the new recording. They're calling it The Last Beatles Song. And it definitely is a Paul McCartney production. Ringo plays the drums, and I love Ringo's drumming. Paul takes it in a direction that is completely Paul McCartney. And after we hear that new track, there's another John Lennon demo that has just, I'm obsessed with it. And it was also recorded in the mid-70s. And the John Lennon demo, this is just, we'll hear just a plain demo, him and his piano at the Dakota apartment. And the song is called Here We Go Again. It's actually him and his guitar at the Dakota. So the last Beatles song, this is called Now. And then
1, 2, 3. I know it's true. It's all because of you. Bye.
go again. Here we go again. Someone keeps on moving the door. Here we go again. Everyone's a one-night stand. You never really heard the band. All I wanted was a thank you, man. Round and round we go, go. Where it's going, nobody knows. And I know we've been this place before. Someone keeps on moving the door. So I say hello again, and nobody gives a damn. No one wants to hold your hand. Everyone's an also-ran.
John Lennon was a home demo that he recorded in the 70s at his house, his apartment in the Dakota Building. And then we heard the what has been announced as the last Beatles song, which was also based on a home recording that John Lennon did Now and Then, just released on November the 2nd, 2023. So I want to go out on the program with another song from the recent October release from Ringo Starr, Rewind Forward. This song is called Miss Jean, and it was actually written by Mike Campbell and Ben Montrench, who, if you know Tom Petty's band, that's Tom Petty's band. And to me, it's interesting. This song, in my ear, captures the sound of the early Beatles. And then, if we have time, we're going to hear a track from Paul McCartney 3, released in 2020. But this is Ringo Starr. The song is called Miss Jean. Paul McCartney, McCartney 3. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Yes, I hope you enjoyed the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeffersonville Bake Shop, offering breakfast and lunch to go or to stay, and coffee, Wi-Fi, and space for getting work done remotely. JeffersonvilleBakeShop.com. From the Shuanggunk Journal, serving the towns of Warwissing, Crawford, Mamikating, Rochester, Shuanggunk, and everything in between. ShuanggunkJournal.com. And from listeners like you.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. Broadcasting from our studios in Liberty, New York, this is Radio Catskill. Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Listen local.